Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I figured I'd start today's mixed bag with your faves.
And Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, dude. Aaron Rodgers was on his boy's show, The Pat McAfee Show, and here is what Aaron Rodgers had to say, saying he thinks this is it. This is the last ride.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in a city that, you know, expects you to win.
Hold on.
What?
You know what?
What? No. Don't tell. Like, what were you thinking? Just give me your immediate reaction. No filter.
Are you kidding me?
He wants to finish with peace. Peace and love.
You, hold on. Now. Let me ask you a question. I'm familiar with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the Steelers. I'm familiar with the fans. Right on across the border.
Yep.
Rabbit. You think they want to hear a guy coming to their team talk about peace and love? It's the Steel City.
It's not the terrific towels.
Right.
It's the terrible towels.
Right. So, wait. It sounds like you said, you go, Aaron. You ended in your way.
You tried, Aaron.
You. Dude. That's, you know, if you want that, go to Jacksonville. They don't care. Right? You don't go somewhere like Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go somewhere like, you know, Green Bay let you get away with it. They'll love you forever.
Sure.
Right? There's certain places that ain't having it. Pittsburgh is one of those.
Peace and love, dude. That's what it's about.
Oh.
Peace and love, Dan. Peace and love.
I'm like, that dude's played in the league for 20 years, and he doesn't know about rabid Pittsburgh fans?
Doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
I guess.
He doesn't care.
He'll find out.
You don't take that into account that he really, if you watch his documentaries, and you watched it, Tobin, I know that, he doesn't care what you think.
I understand that. But as we were talking about with, was it Conklin?
Kroenke.
You got to be more aware, right?
True.
There's just certain things you don't put. You don't put out peace and love in Pittsburgh.
Imagine like him.
They don't want to hear that.
I just feel like you try that on Mike Tomlin and he just goes, shut the hell up.
Right! Right!
But he seems to like him. I don't know.
I will say this. There's certain guys, and I say this about Mike McDaniel. There's certain guys that in public are different behind closed doors, right? I'm not questioning whether Aaron Rodgers wants to work. I'm not questioning whether he wants to win, right? But when you make comments like that, is it okay to question your commitment? Because I just want to have fun. I want to go out and have fun. Listen, football ain't fun. Winning is fun, right? Football is a grind. Football, you get your ass kicked on a week, on a nightly, a weekly basis. Everybody's broken. Everybody's sore. But you know what makes you feel better? Winning. If they go, if they're having a 5-5 season, them people ain't going to care about your feel good.
Guys, we're in third place, but we're in first place in peace and love.
Dude, you want to talk about being aware? That's more egregious than what Kroenke said.
Well, is it just because you hate Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's just because he should be more aware.
Also, tonight is the draft. Probably just, the biggest stories.
You just wanted.
Yeah, that. I did. Tonight's biggest story is probably Ace Bailey, who at one thought was a perennial top three pick, and now slipping down some draft boards. This was what Ace Bailey had to say to Monica McNutt on his pre-draft process.
I've been preparing for the draft. You've had a little bit of an unorthodox pre-draft process. What has been your mindset behind it?
Focus on basketball. I mean, end of the day, it's basketball. I mean, don't worry about the other stuff. I let my people around me handle that. Only thing I'm focused on is the basketball part.
All right, there you go.
So here's the deal. It's your career. When you have a career and you have a job, it is your job to maximize what you can make, when you can make it, because it's not guaranteed. It's not. It may not last forever. You may get hurt. So the fact that he thinks he can manipulate the draft to go to a more favorable place, whoever's advising him should be kicked in the junk.
Robbie says, Rutgers not making the tournament with these two guys, fishy AF. Yeah, the fact that they had Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey and didn't make the tournament. What's going on with Rutgers? Maybe it was too much partying in northern New Jersey. Because that was the thing with Ben Simmons, but there was only one Ben Simmons when LSU didn't make the tournament. You got two of them?
Right.
Feels like you should be going somewhere. But anyway, he is slipping out. This was funny, though. Paul George, he says that, he goes, I can't get mad if my stock drops with that. But he says, but you're in no position to be making demands, which... It's kind of funny because what if Philly just says, F it, we're taking him?
That's what's going to happen. Because guess what? Here's what's amazing about basketball. Basketball, unlike football, only looks at the talent. They think they can fix everything else. Right? A player, I mean, hell, they drafted players and sat them for a year. You telling me you're not going to still draft this guy third with the talent he has? So while he's trying to manipulate the draft, basketball don't care. I think Philly is still going to draft him.
They might.
So, like, yeah, nice try. We appreciate your efforts.
Nice
to try to manipulate the draft.
That would be a great draft call. Like, you know how they leak it sometimes and they're like, oh, you know, I'm so thankful to be here. If they just call up Ace Bailey and Daryl Morey just goes, hey, nice try. We drafted you.
Right. Right. I mean, come on.
They could draft him and then just dump Paul George somewhere if they don't want that rift. I don't know who wants Paul George right now.
Like, nobody wanted Paul George when they gave him $1 billion.
A lot of money they gave Paul George.
Like, are we serious? Like, listen, I understand Ace Bailey looking at that situation and going, I don't want to be in that dumpster fire. However, here's what I would also tell you. That I have never met a player that got drafted in any sport that didn't think, oh, they sucked, but when I get there, we're going to be great.
Right. Right. I can turn it around. Right. I'm that good.
And so to think that you have to go to a perfect situation, I wouldn't draft them just solely on that. That, oh, you must think you suck. You don't think you can help us be better? Because guess what? I'm going to tell you another thing. When I went to Cleveland, they had just been the two consecutive AFC championship games.
Did you work out for them, or was that not a thing back then?
Yeah. They had been to two AFC championship games, right? So how'd you think I felt when I got drafted by Cleveland?
Pretty good.
We were 3-13 my first year.
I'm sorry about that.
So, like the you're trying to get a nice landing in a You know what? You should feel good enough that you are going to make that situation what it's going to be. So, I get it. I see why people are, you know. Now, I will say this. I don't know why everybody's so mad at Ace Bailey,
mm-hmm.
because we know of a couple of other guys that did that. Eli Manning.
Oh, in football, it's been a thing.
Right.
I think Sarr did it last year.
And then, John Elway?
I just want to know who he's trying to get to. That's the thing that
I
can't figure
that's
out.
That's the problem.
Because, like,
you
right
gotta
after.
You got to go pretty deep to have a good team.
You got Charlotte, Utah, Washington, New Orleans. Is he trying to get to Brooklyn?
I don't know.
That's a steep drop, dude.
Right.
Someone's going to take you.
Right. John Elway. So it's funny because. And I don't want to throw this out there, but I'm going to do it because it's some truth to it. When John Elway did it, or when Eli Manning did it, it was called taking control of your career.
Yep.
It was like nobody went after Eli like this. Nobody went after John Elway like this, right? Listen.
Well, we just had this with Shador, right? Like there was a thing like he kind of blew off some – workouts or interviews that was thinking like he didn't want to go to those teams.
Didn't stop him from getting drafted by Jacksonville.
Cleveland,
they traded up, didn't they?
You talking no?
No, that, Cleveland passed.
You're talking about Travis Hunter. I'm talking about
Travis Hunter. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Shador though.
Yeah. Hey. Now we got one guy, right? Now, I would say Ace has two aces in the hole, right? Because the talent. It, regardless of what you think about the person, the talent is there. Shador, there was already questions.
What are they saying? So are you hearing any buzz out of there?
I mean, they say Dylan has a cannon.
Gabriel?
Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel.
Right. He has a cannon. But they go, Shador is very accurate. It is, it's one of these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
These things where I think You ever have a player who, like, in all these things, he might not be the best, but he's a gamer?
Yeah.
I think that's what Shador is, right? And it's going to be a situation where they're going to be graded on, okay, how well do you command the huddle? How well do you make plays on the football field? Because everybody can play football in 707. So that's kind of one of those things. Is he a true gamer, right? Can he do things like, say, for example, Baker Mayfield did. Baker Mayfield would make some throws that you're like, woo, right? But that's where it is. So I think right now, nobody knows how it's going to play out. But, yeah, like, it didn't play out for him in the draft. Trying to, like, you make an assumption. I swore I was going to be a first rounder. Mm-hmm. Then I wasn't. Right?
One man who wasn't drafted but is going to go to the rafters one day, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
He was asked about how much longer he can do this. This is what Bob had to say.
Trying to stay with one moment at a time, you know, and I just at the moment I'm just I appreciate it again for the experience I just had. You know, it's been amazing, and I just wanted to value that experience and take my time to break it down, you know, and enjoy it completely. And then think about what's next. I'm excited about the next season. About the next challenge, we have a great group of guys, and I'm excited to be their goalie. You know, to help them and to go through the challenges and hurdles with them. So then, like, it's tough to predict for 5 years right now. You know, and I don't want that. Like, I feel like when you think too much ahead of yourself, you lose the focus on that moment, and I don't want to lose that. So I got so many great things right now, and I value them so much. I live in Florida, in an unbelievable city, you know, unbelievable environment. I have my great family. I have, like, my second great family is here, you know, like, we got everything is great here, and I want to take the full advantage of this moment and value that moment.
Wow. Last year for the Bobs on his contract coming up. Doesn't seem like he's ready to step away from the game, though, even though he has certified himself as a Hall of Famer with these last 2 years. Focus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.